Bhoganandishwara Temple, a Shiva shrine near Bengaluru. A leading software company had invited me to conduct a two-day architectural photography workshop in Bengaluru. Upon reaching Bengaluru airport, they took me to a resort around the foothills of Nandi Hills. The plan was to do an on-location photography exercise on day two of the workshop. The organizers mentioned that we would do that at Bhoganandishwara Temple that was close by. As planned, we reached the temple complex around mid-morning. Once inside, the stunning stone-carved small shrines along the periphery, the main veranda surrounding the sanctum sanctorum, and the shikharas or tiered towers took our collective breath away. One of the oldest surviving temples in Karnataka, the Bhoganandishwara Temple is just 55 kilometers from Bangalore city center. One word of caution though, from the city center, you will take a similar time to reach Bhoganandishwara Temple as it takes from Bangalore to Hyderabad by flight. Don't let that deter you, as a visit here is a treat for the senses. Tranquil environs, ancient heritage, exquisite stone carvings and more make up for this drive. And since the temple is on the foothills of Nandi Hills, you could club your visit with a picnic or a staycation there. A bit of history. Inscriptions here show the original Shiva temple dates back to the early 9th century. Nolambadi Raja and Govinda III inscriptions are from 806 CE, and copper plates of the Bana rulers Jayateja and Dattiya are from around 810 CE. Later, the temple enjoyed the patronage of the Ganga dynasty, Cholas, Hoysalas, and the Vijayanagara Empire. After that, local chiefs and Mysore kingdom rulers controlled it until it came under British rule when Tipu Sultan died. Today, the temple has two large and many small shrines. Of the large shrines, the Gangas of Talakad built the Arunachaleshwara or Child Shiva shrine in the south. The Chola dynasty built the Bhoganandishwara or Youthful Shiva shrine in the north. In fact, the Bhoganandishwara shrine has a sculpture of a king that is believed to be Rajendra Chola. Temple layout and architecture. Between the two large shrines, there is a smaller Uma Maheshwara shrine with a Kalyana Mandapam or a marriage altar. Many ornate black stone pillars support this shrine. These pillars display bas reliefs of the Hindu gods Shiva and Parvati, Brahma and Saraswati, Vishnu and Lakshmi, Agni and Swaha, and plants and birds. While the architectural style is Dravidian, these reliefs are typical of Hoysalas. Going past the temple compound, you will see a massive water tank or Kalyani with steps all around. As you go around the tank, you will notice the beauty of the wall that surrounds the temple complex. Gopurams or tiered pyramidal structures with ornate stone carvings decorate the entire wall. Legend is this tank called Sringeri or Sringi Tirth is the source of the Pinakini River. Three times a year, on the major festivals, 100,000 diyas or earthen lamps are lit on the steps of this tank. The stunning architecture and an organized layout of the temple leave you wondering about the structural advancements of the times when today's construction techniques were unheard of. During your next visit to Bengaluru, take a day out and visit this 1,000-plus-year-old oasis of ancient craft and tranquility. Pin this poetry in stone.